Welcome back to another episode of Jinx. In Chapter 10, we get a glimpse of Kim Dan's living situation as Jo Jae-kyung brings him home after a night of drinking. But things take a turn when Dan wakes up and realizes where he is. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal for Joshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Joshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert, I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zeal for Joshi. So Jae-kyung takes Dan home and he cannot believe that Dan lives in such a poor home state. But when Dan wakes up, he realizes that he is not at his home, that he is at Jae-kyung's home. And aside from that, when he wakes up, Jae-kyung is making this very nasty comments about his living situation, which Dan doesn't really appreciate. He's offended that Jae-kyung would call his home filthy and not fit for a human being. And in a fit of anger, Dan confronts Jae-kyung about it. He even stooped so low that I guess it's not really low, but I guess he's very sensitive about the topic, that when Jae-kyung would he actually asked Jae-kyung that if he were to give Dan more money and he knew how sad his real life really is, would he give him more money for it? It's a real turning point in the relationship as we see Dan finally speaking up and challenges Jae-kyung's authority. We see a different side of Dan in this chapter as he stands up for himself and demands to be treated with respect, really. It's a refreshing change from the meek and very submissive character that we have seen this past 9 chapters, but we also know Jae-kyung is not one to back down easily. He responds to Dan's challenge that you know, he really will give Dan the offer that he's asking for. Well, it's gonna help Dan too, because he hasn't really disclosed to Jae-kyung that even though he's getting that much money from the gym, why he's really in a poor state. If he were to get more money from Jae-kyung, he might be able to really move out of this neighborhood because it's about to be demolished anyway. And Dan would be basically homeless at a certain point. It is very clear at this chapter that Jake Yong is a very wealthy client. I don't know if he's doing all of these because it's really his character. There is no signs yet that he's really starting to care for Dan in a romantic sense. And he's doing all of this help because he wants to improve his life. There's absolutely no signs of that. I have a feeling that at this point of the story, Jake Young is really just being Jake Young. I think this is really how he talks and how he asks. Like, he's very straightforward. He knows what he wants, he knows what he needs. He doesn't care for the price of it. He understands his whole dynamic. So if that's what Dan wants, and he knows that it's only Dan who can fill him up to whatever he needs, he's willing to pay for it. At the end of this chapter, really, we see a whole shift in their whole relationship. There's no longer just that client and physical therapist. I wouldn't really call them friends either, but it seems like there's a little bit more than where we started off in chapter one. With all of that, we'll end this episode of Jinx at this point. Join us next time as we explore their evolving relationship and see what other surprises awaits us in the world of Jake Young and Kim Dan. Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zealed Fujoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things is spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zealed Fujoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zealed Fujoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap. Fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshis, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zealed Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zealed Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.